Punch, All About Boxing. Christopher Hansey, Series Editor, Bob Hastings. Chapter 1, The Main Event. October 30th, 1974, Zaire, Africa, 20 May Stadium. Nearly 60,000 excited spectators wait for the start of one of the greatest matches in boxing history. Millions more watch on their televisions in homes around the world. The champion, George Foreman, is about to fight a former world champion named Muhammad Ali. Ali is fast and his skills as a boxer are amazing. But Foreman is younger, and he is a powerful boxer who has won many fights. The bell rings to start the fight. The crowd goes wild. In the early rounds, Foreman comes out strong. He throws punch after punch. Ali stays against the ropes around the ring and takes Foreman's punches. It looks like an easy win for Foreman. But Ali doesn't go down. And little by little, Foreman gets tired. His punches are not so powerful. In the eighth round, Muhammad Ali comes out strong and punches hard. Foreman goes down. It's a knockout. Ali is the winner. Ali is the world champion once again. The sport of boxing. Boxing is one of the oldest sports in the world and still one of the most popular. Millions of people go to boxing matches or watch them on TV every year. Champions become heroes for many people, as famous as movie stars and musicians. Fans of boxing see it as the most exciting and challenging sport in the world. Boxing seems to come naturally to humans. Kids sometimes fight playfully, and, of course, both kids and adults sometimes fight for real. When they do, it seems natural for people to use their hands and arms to protect their face and body, and to attack by punching with their fists. Maybe that is one of the reasons boxing is still so popular today. Boxing simply takes natural human actions, adds some rules, and puts it all in the boxing ring. A simple idea. It is said that boxing is a complex sport based on a simple idea. The idea is to hit your opponent more than he hits you and win the fight by scoring more points. Or, hit your opponent so hard that he can't continue to fight. Boxing is easy to understand. Boxers cannot hit with their feet or legs. They can only use their hands. However, professional boxers have to practice their sport for years. They need to be strong, fast, and smart. They need to watch the other person, plan ahead before a punch comes their way, and block their opponent's punches. Boxing matches can be long. Matches can last for almost an hour with only a few short breaks. Professional boxers don't wear anything to protect their heads or bodies, but they do protect their hands with leather boxing gloves. Not for everyone. For thousands of years, men and boys, and sometimes women and girls, have learned the great sport of boxing. But not everyone agrees that it is a great sport. Boxing is dangerous and violent. Over the years, many athletes have been seriously injured or even died from boxing-related injuries. In 1963, champion boxer Davy Moore died from injuries that happened during a fight. Many people still talk about Moore's death to show just how dangerous boxing can be. Some people think that boxing should be banned. And while some countries already banned boxing, in most of the world, the debate continues. Very few countries today ban boxing. Chapter 2, Bringing It to the Ring, The History of Boxing. Boxing is one of the world's oldest sports. Where it all started. There are pictures of something similar to boxing on the walls of Egyptian tombs that are over 3,000 years old. And boxing is mentioned in the great Greek poem The Iliad, written almost 3,000 years ago. It was in ancient Greece and Rome, about 2,500 years ago, that boxing became popular. The Greeks believed that fighting with your fists was one of the games played by the gods. That's probably why boxing was included in the first Olympic Games in 776 BCE. In Rome, boxing was popular both as a sport and as part of gladiator contests. But this was boxing in its most basic form. No rounds, rings, rest periods, or point systems. Just two opponents fighting to the death. The beginning of modern boxing. By the Middle Ages, around the 5th century, the sport of boxing had almost disappeared. Then, in the early 18th century, in what is called the Age of Enlightenment, the British started to become interested in the traditions of ancient Greece and Rome. Boxing was something the British took great interest in, and soon the sport started to really take off. In the 19th century, rich Britons supported their favorite boxers with large sums of money and prizes. However, boxing matches at that time were still very dangerous, and there were few rules. Many famous boxers were seriously injured or killed. In 1743, the first set of rules to control boxing were written down. The new rule said that a fighter could not hit his opponent after he fell down. Another important rule was that a fight ended when a boxer could not stand and return to the ring after 30 seconds. The First Golden Age of Boxing. In England, the First Golden Age of Boxing began in the 1800s. Before that time, boxers mostly stood in one place and threw punches. Fighters blocked punches, but they did not move around the ring. Daniel Mendoza changed all that. Mendoza danced around the ring to protect himself and avoid punches from his opponent. Some people did not like Mendoza's style, but most spectators agreed that it was more fun to watch than two men simply hitting each other. Mendoza's hardest opponent was Richard Humphreys. Their fights were so popular that spectators came from all around the country to watch them. Newspapers wrote stories about them and even printed letters from the two men to each other. Their war of words made the two fighters even more famous. Excitement for boxing continued to grow in England. Many boxing schools opened, promising men stronger bodies and better health. Finally, in 1867, another set of rules was made for the sport, known as the Marquess of Queensberry rules. The most important new rule was that boxers were required to wear gloves to protect their hands. Boxers wearing gloves can punch much harder, since they will not injure their hands. Because of this, Mendoza's style of dancing around the ring to avoid being hit became more and more popular. In some ways, the new rules made the sport more dangerous, but it also made it more skillful and entertaining. Boxing in the New World. When boxing first came to the United States, before the introduction of the Queensberry rules, many people did not like the sport. They thought fighting with bare fists was too violent and that the fights lasted too long. The Queensberry rules changed all that. Now boxers wore gloves, and rounds were shortened to 3 minutes with a 1 minute break between them. This made the sport easier for people to follow. Some states that didn't allow boxing before began to allow this new form of the sport. In 1920, the New York state government made the decision to allow fighting for money in public places. It wasn't long before boxing was one of the most popular sports in the country. One fight in 1927, between Jack Dempsey and Gene Tunney, was watched by more than 100,000 spectators and heard by millions more on the new technology known as radio. The Golden Age of U.S. Boxing. With the invention of television, the popularity of boxing really took off. Unlike baseball, with its giant playing field, many players, and little ball, boxing was perfect for television. The action was easy to follow, and the two opponents fit nicely into the screen. Thanks to television, boxing was available to more people than ever. Interest in boxing increased. Millions of people watched boxing from their homes. Champion boxers often became richer and more famous than movie stars. Today, boxing may not be as popular as it was at times in the past. Soccer, basketball, tennis, and other sports now attract more spectators. But there are still millions of people around the world who love the ancient sport of boxing. Chapter 3: The Rules of Boxing. When the bell rings again, the boxers come out fighting. The basics. The two most popular kinds of boxing in the world today are professional and amateur. Some rules are different, but the basic rules are the same in both types of boxing. The ring must be square. Each side is between 5.5 and 7.6 meters long. There are always two opponents, and boxing gloves must be worn at all times. The match. Before a match, each boxer goes to a different corner of the ring. One goes to the blue corner, and the other to the red corner. This makes it easy for the referee, the fighters, and their teams to remember which corner belongs to which fighter. A bell is rung to start the fight and to stop and start each round. A round usually lasts 3 minutes, but the total length of a fight is not always the same. In amateur boxing, there are usually three or four rounds, while in professional matches, there can be 10 or 12 rounds. When the bell rings at the end of a round, the boxers have 1 minute to rest and to talk to their team in their corner. A team of judges sits outside the ring, and a referee is in the ring with the boxers to make sure each fighter follows the rules. Judges are responsible for scoring the match, but the referee is the only person who can stop a fight. He also decides when a boxer loses a point for a foul. If a boxer goes down, the referee starts to count out loud. If he reaches 10 and the boxer is still down, it's a knockout. The rules. Boxers cannot kick each other or punch below the waist. They must try to knock out their opponent or win points by making clean punches to the body and head while avoiding and blocking the punches of their opponent. Boxers must not get into a clinch when they hold onto an opponent to make punching more difficult. Clinches are dangerous because they can make fighters angry, and angry fighters can do crazy things. The most famous example of this was in the 1997 fight between Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield. In round 3, Tyson was punching Holyfield repeatedly, so Holyfield got Tyson in a clinch to stop him. Tyson then rolled his head around and bit off a piece of Holyfield's ear. Later in the same fight, in another clinch, Tyson bit Holyfield's other ear. It is the referee's job to decide when a boxer has broken the rules. He decides how many points the fighter should lose because of a foul. Tyson lost 2 points for biting off Holyfield's ear. After the second bite, the referee stopped the fight. There was no winner. Although the rules are the same for all boxing, scoring can be different for different kinds of fights. For example, the scoring rules for professional boxing in the United States are very different from the scoring rules of Olympic boxing. Some amateur matches have their own rules. For all types of boxing, however, the rules are simple and made to protect the boxers. It is not often that fighters break the rules so dramatically as Mike Tyson did. Chapter 4. Manny Pacquiao, the best boxer ever? There have been many incredible boxers in the history of boxing, but the story of Manny Pacquiao is one of the most amazing. Emmanuel Manny Dapidran Pacquiao was born in 1978 in a small island town in the Philippines. Manny had a very difficult life when he was a child. His family was extremely poor. Sometimes they went without food or money, and sometimes they went without a home. Now Manny is one of the most famous boxers in the world. He has a home in the Philippines and another one in the United States. His family doesn't have to worry about money anymore. Boxing changed Manny Pacquiao's life, and Manny has changed the lives of many other people around the world. Manny was one of 6 children in his family. His father often did not have a job, and sometimes his mother did not earn enough to feed her family. One day, when Manny was still a small boy, he had his first fight. His brother Bobby asked him to help fight some kids from his school. Bobby didn't want to fight the kids alone. Manny helped his brother, and he won the fight. That is when Bobby realized that his brother had a special talent for fighting. When Manny was still young, his father left their family. Manny was only a young boy, but he wanted to take care of his family. He quit school and tried selling bread on the streets to earn money to feed his family. Then, at age 14, Manny learned that he could earn money by boxing. Manny didn't know anything about boxing, but he was strong and fast, and he wanted to learn. Manny started training hard. He won some competitions and started to earn a little money. He realized that he could earn more money from boxing if he left his small town and went to the capital city of Manila. Manny worked hard in Manila. During the day, he searched the streets for old pieces of metal to sell to get money. At night, he trained. Manny started winning more and more competitions. Finally, in 1995, Manny got his first chance to fight on TV. Thousands of people saw Manny's fight. They liked the way he fought. Soon, many people knew the name Manny Pacquiao. Manny was very happy to win, but he was even more happy that now he could send money to his family. By 1998, Manny had won so many fights that he was already famous in the Philippines. But Manny wanted more. He wanted to become famous all over the world. That's when he packed his bags and flew to the United States. No one knew Manny in the USA. He had to start from the beginning again. But he didn't give up. He trained hard. He won his first big fight in the United States after only 6 rounds. Over the next few years, Manny continued to fight, and he continued to win. Another thing Manny continued to do was send money to his family and the people in his hometown. To date, Manny has won more championship fights than any other boxer in the history of the sport. But he never forgot where he started. Manny is a boxer, but he is also an actor, a singer, and a politician. And to the people of the Philippines, he is a hero. Chapter 5. What do you think? The sport of boxing has changed many times during its long history, and boxing continues to change today. Boxing now. At the 2012 Olympics in London, England, women's boxing was included for the first time. A Briton named Nicola Adams took home the first gold medal. More women and children are practicing boxing today than ever before. Many people now see boxing as a great way to achieve better fitness and keep in shape. Some women learn boxing as a form of self-defense. They see it as protection in case they are attacked or in danger. There are new styles of boxing too. For example, kickboxing. In this type of boxing, the fighters can use their feet to kick their opponent. Kickboxing combines styles from various types of fighting sports, including boxing, karate, and Muay Thai, a type of boxing popular in Thailand. The future of boxing. Despite its growing popularity, many people still think that boxing is too violent. They want more rules to make the sport less dangerous. Other people disagree with boxing completely and are calling for an end to the sport. They say that it teaches people to be violent, that it makes violence acceptable. They do not want their children to watch boxing or take part in the sport. The controversy over boxing may never end. However, with its long and exciting history, its ability to change and develop to suit the times, and its growing popularity around the world, it seems likely that boxing will keep its place in the world of sports. What do you think about the future of boxing?